Black Americans are leading the way in the 440,000 deaths that occur annually from smoking. One researcher says that has a lot to do with ads. Dr. Brian Primack is the author of a recent study that examines the disparities between pro-tobacco advertising in white and black markets. The study suggests that black neighborhoods have 2 times more pro-smoking advertisements than white neighborhoods. But how does someone who looks at an ad become an addict? Here to explain some of his study is Dr. Brian Primack. He's a professor of medicine and pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. Dr. Primack, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me exactly what you found out in your study.
Well, basically, we found out that black Americans are exposed to more tobacco advertising no matter how you slice it. We basically looked at various different ways of quantifying how much advertising there is in a neighborhood for tobacco, and black Americans were exposed to more either way.
So what did you look at? What specifically, what kinds of advertising?
Well, we looked for all different kinds of studies. This was what we call a meta-analysis. It was a study that looks at other studies that have been done and then combines all of their findings together. That way you can get a much richer idea of all the different studies from across the United States instead of just relying on one market. And we looked for articles that dealt with all different kinds of tobacco marketing, billboards, magazines, sponsorships, promotions, buy one, get one free, etc. But interestingly, almost all of the studies that are out there deal with billboards, which is an antiquated form of tobacco advertising, since that has not been legal since the 1998 Master Settlement Agreement. So basically what they did was just took the billboards down and put point-of-sale ads in those same neighborhoods. And we have a lot of other studies that suggest this.
So when you did this study, how many racial or ethnic groups did you look at, and what were the differences generally between them?
We just specifically looked at comparing African-American markets and Caucasian markets. And this is because we are particularly concerned about African-Americans because all of our research to this point shows that they do bear the brunt of the morbidity and mortality that is due to tobacco. For example, African Americans have 40% more lung cancer than whites do. They have twice as much stomach and esophageal cancer as whites do. So it's the tobacco-related cancers and the tobacco-related morbidity that we're particularly concerned about in the black community.
Are you directly blaming these extra deaths on advertising?
I think there's no real way to separate out all of the various factors that deal with why someone starts to smoke. I think there's no question at this point that advertising, pro-tobacco marketing, is a large factor. And some people even claim that it could be the strongest, even stronger than parental and peer influence.
So most tobacco companies commit to public awareness projects that try to stop youth from smoking. Are those campaigns abundant in African-American communities as well?
Well, I think it's important, before talking about how much tobacco, company programs there are in various communities, to be very clear that they don't work. The ones that are created by the industry, when Philip Morris or R.J. Reynolds creates their own anti-tobacco program, it's been now well shown over the past few years that these programs are not effective. And, they're very likely designed not to be effective. For example, they show smoking as an adult choice, quote unquote. And clearly that's not the way to get young people to stop smoking. So I think one thing that we need to think of is, do these programs work in the first place? And they don't. And so actually I hope that there are fewer in these communities, because they're just another way of getting positive public relations. There was even one study last year that showed that young people exposed to tobacco industry-sponsored anti-smoking programs were more likely to want to smoke.
Well, there's other approaches to dealing with smoking, and right now politicians in Washington are lobbying for a federal excise tax increase on cigarettes by up to 61 cents a pack. Now,
yes.
Many smokers say, look, we're already paying sometimes a couple, $3 in taxes. What does the tax situation have to do with how much people smoke?
It has a lot to do with how much people smoke. In fact, it's one of the very few things that is consistently beneficial to the public health. In other words, every time you raise the various taxes at the federal level, like they're trying to do, at the state and local levels, that has an impact on actual behavior. And so, you know, that's definitely something that we encourage across the board.
Well, Dr. Primack, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Brian Primack is a professor of medicine and pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine.